AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 20th of November, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Heather Morgan. Heather's the Executive Director of the Kansas Association of Community Colleges, and also Greg Schneider, Emporia State Assistant Vice President of Academic Strategies and Government Relations. Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning,
good
Heather.
Good morning.
Oh, nice to have you here. Appreciate that. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be here, Ron.
Glad to have you both in. Thank you for joining us. Heather, this is obviously an historic agreement with ESU becoming the first Regents University to enter into something like this with all the Kansas community colleges. We'll talk a little bit about why this is important in just a little bit, but I wanted to ask you kind of how long of a road has this been in order to get to this point?
You know, the community colleges have been seeking an articulation agreement like this with a Regent University for probably almost a decade. When President Hush became the president, we approached him shortly after he started and said we wanted something like this. When Greg and I started working on it, it's probably, you know, a few months from start to finish, but it certainly took us a little while to get there and understanding all the complexities that go into something like this.
Well, Greg, let's dive into this. What does this articulation agreement mean? What does it mean to Emporia State and to students that are in community college?
So I think it's fantastic. I mean, we do have pathways for with the Board of Regents for students to go from community colleges to the region system. But what this does, and we do have articulation agreements already with a lot of areas on campus with the community colleges, but this signifies that any student in any community college in the state of Kansas can seamlessly transfer into Emporia State with at least 34 credit hours. They can have an associate's degree, which is 60 as well. And unless they're transferring in, like let's say they're an art major in a community college and they want to become a biology major, that's going to be an impediment to graduating in 4 years. But the hope is they come in with their art major and want to get an art degree from Emporia State and graduate within 4 years. This will not only speed up the process of students finishing their degrees, but also be a big service to both the community colleges and ESU in getting more students. And the types of students we serve are very similar, rural, first-gen students. So this is a great thing for both the community colleges and us.
Heather, I know we can't go specific by specific, but in general terms, for students that maybe were not involved in some sort of an articulation agreement and they've wanted to go from community college with their associate degrees and then go to a four-year college. In general terms, what has that process been, and really kind of how this particular agreement then chops away those barriers that have been in place?
Yeah, currently, without having a system-wide articulation agreement, it depends on where the student went to college. If there was no articulation agreement, then it would just be whatever the registrar said at Emporia State, and the student really wouldn't find out until they got on campus at ESU. What this will allow is a student is sort of guaranteed, as long as you stay in the area that you've gotten your associate's degree in, you should only have 60 more hours to go. The goal is not to have someone transfer and say, oh, we're sorry, you have to retake 3 or 4 classes. That makes you stay an extra semester and cost both the student money, but also delays the time that person can get into the Kansas workforce. And so by doing this articulation agreement, as long as the student stays sort of on their pathway, they'll know they can finish their 4-year degree in 2 years and enter the Kansas workforce.
you know, I would assume, you know, you've done your homework on this, and we expect a lot of students to take advantage of this. Has this been a roadblock, do you think, Heather, for a lot of students?
There's been a lot of students who've been very surprised. So, okay. Did it stop someone from going to from ESU? Probably not. But did it make them stay longer and spend additional resources and additional time that they maybe didn't need to? Definitely. And by having all 19 under one agreement, that makes it easier for us not to have to negotiate 19 times and for ESU sure. not to have to go and negotiate with 19 schools.
Indeed. Greg, along that line of things here, you know, talk a little bit about some of those conversations that set the framework here for this essentially blanket articulation agreement and some of the things that, at least from your chair, were concerns that were addressed as the process continued.
Sure. There's always been concerns about maybe having blanket articulation agreements because of the nature of some of the majors. For instance, math has requirements about taking calculus as a sophomore. A lot of the community colleges, not all of them, might not offer a calculus 2 class. So, you know, how do you work that? So we had a great deal of support from both President Bush as well as our provost, Brent Thomas, in trying to find a way that we could work through those types of things. I met with all the deans several occasions to do this. We had great meetings about ways we could work out some of these situations, and we did put a couple things in the agreement about accreditation issues, which are not hang-ups at all, but, you know, we'll work with the students once they get here. So if there is a student who wants to come in math and they might not have the calculus requirement, can we work with them? And the issue is that we talked about, we will work with them, because what Ken Hush is argued for 3 years, and what we as an executive team believe, is that it's all about students, and students are the first thing we want to focus on, and this is something that we and all the deans agreed to in our discussion. So it went pretty well once we sat down and actually worked through it.
Greg, it seems like this certainly will speed up the process for students in community college wanting to head to Emporia State University. Will this also offer an opportunity for some money savings possibly?
Oh, definitely, especially as community colleges already have low tuition and fees. Emporia State, we're going to keep pushing for keeping our tuition and fees lower than the average in the state. We're already catching up to Fort Hays. We'd like to surpass them in terms of lower tuition, and certainly that will be an attractive part of that for students coming from community colleges, but also from other schools too, from high school, et cetera. So we see this as something that would link us very effectively with the community colleges. We like the work that their presidents do. Heather and I worked very closely together in the legislative session on a lot of issues. So this is something we've been talking about, and we're very pleased that it's finally occurring.
Heather, from your chair, do you think that this will actually maybe get more students to the community college side of things, you know, and start enrolling in community colleges, knowing that this is going to be a possibility and they can flow through at the community college, get the training that they want there, and then go into the university setting here at Emporia State and, you know, wind up with a bachelor's degree with essentially two different levels of education?
You know, that's our goal, because we have so many students who start even as high school students at the community college level, and if they have their heart set on ESU's fantastic teacher education program, it allows us to say, hey, you can, you know, go be a Hornet, but get your degree at Labette Community College first to save a little bit of money and live at home, and then go be a Hornet on campus at Emporia State and without any surprises.
Again, Heather Morgan, Executive Director, Kansas Association of Community Colleges, and Craig Schneider, Emporia State Assistant Vice President of Academic Strategies and Government Relations, with us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, talking about the new articulation agreement between Emporia State and all 19 Kansas community colleges. This is an historic agreement, really. Emporia State is the first Kansas Regent University to enter into agreement with all Kansas community colleges, and I understand, Greg, there'll be a signing taking place this afternoon.
Yeah, we have a lunch and a little program starting at noon in the Skyline. It's invite only, but all 19 community college presidents will be in attendance, which we're very excited about. Members of the executive team from ESU, a few legislators, we've had a few cancellations because of scheduling, but a few legislators will be there as well. The speakers will be House Majority Leader Chris Croft, who will speak on cybersecurity and global threats, since a lot of our programs mesh well with that particular issue as we're building out that new degree in cybersecurity, as well as the speaker, Mike Bean, who's a Deputy Assistant or Assistant Secretary of Commerce, will be speaking on workforce development, and then we'll have kind of a signing ceremony as well. The auto pen's already been put in the Smithsonian, so we don't have that available for us. So we're going to just do one copy and send nice copies to everybody once it's finished. So,
and you know, Greg, one of the topics here, you know, on you know, community colleges, you know, concurrent agreements that happen at the high school level. It doesn't sound like the work on this is done just yet. Or does this really, you know, not only put the community college partnership chapter to bed, but does this really kind of close things out when it comes to articulation agreements?
No, we're always looking to do more. The Jumpstart program for high school has been successful. We're looking to broaden that. We're looking to grow it. The articulation agreements might be done with the community colleges. We're always looking for improved relations and articulation agreements, which we have already with the tech schools, as well as the independent colleges. Both Ken Hush and I met with the presidents of the independent colleges about a year ago to talk about ways in which we could maybe get some efficiencies through relationships between our majors and their majors. So far, we haven't come to any kind of good consensus on things because of our differences, but we'll continue to work on those going forward.
Great news to share this morning, and we appreciate your time, Greg. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Heather, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, both of you. That's Heather Morgan, Executive Director, Kansas Association of Community Colleges, and Greg Schneider, ESU Assistant Vice President of Academic Strategies and Government Relations. That's the new articulation agreement between Emporia State and all 19 Kansas Community Colleges. Historic agreement there, Chuck.
Yep, and again, don't forget that the special signing ceremony taking place 1 o'clock today at the Skyline Room inside the Memorial Union campus. Wanted to let you know here, too, that as we look at next week, we do have newsmakers for Wednesday, officially Thanksgiving and Black Friday, but we're also tracking here for most of our newsmakers open the week of December 1st after the holiday. So if you have an event or an activity, and there's a lot of them this time of year, message us, call us, let us know, but be sure to check kvue.com/calendar first so you know what dates we do have available. Tomorrow, speaking of Thanksgiving, we'll be chatting with Kansas AAA Manager for Public and Government Affairs, Sean Stewart. You know what that interview is, Thanksgiving travel projections, which again are going to be pretty sound, pretty solid.
We looking at record level travel again?
I think so.
Our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. 733, partly cloudy, 49 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Midwest Mamaco is moving on up. Up the street, that is. Join them Saturday, November 22nd for the Grand